Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about our multi-million dollar urban Los Angeles mailer. It's kind of an interview with Jill DeWitt.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. So another Stephen asks, have any of you used an escrow for a reduced fee just to review the documents and generate a preliminary title report for the buyer on a terms deal where the title will not change till the land contract terms are met and the parties are okay transferring funds directly, so no escrow service needed for that function? I've not done that, but that's not a bad idea. You know, because in the past, if I needed title, if it was a title-worthy property, we would have bought it with title. I would have shared that with my buyer, and that would have satisfied the request, if you will. So I'm guessing that you don't have that. And so I think this is a great solution if you don't have it. I would absolutely do it, but I've never done it before.
This is a super, I posted this question. Mm-hmm. I copied and pasted this question out of Land Investors, and it's got a tremendous amount of response. Apparently a lot of people in our group do this. Mm-hmm. I've done it in the past many times. It's expensive. What you really want to do if you're serious about this, the value is this. You can get this data, this preliminary title report, from DataTrace for like $80 or $90, and you can get it very, very quickly. What you don't get with DataTrace is an opinion. And so if you order this from, let's say, a First American Title agent who's local to the town, they know a lot of stuff, and they pull the report or they order from title or however they come about it, they're going to have a lot of opinions, mm-hmm. which are good. Right. That's what you're paying for. This is going to cost you $500 to do it. It can cost you less than $100 with DataTrace. And for some people, actually, just this is part of the every deal they do.
Hmm. I guess, too, because we're not doing terms deals, so yeah. It's not like an issue. Most of the deals that we're doing right now are large enough that we're just doing title insurance. There's no talking about it.
Right.
So, but that's a good solution. I love it.
Today's topic, our multi-million dollar urban Los Angeles mailer with Jill DeWitt. This is the meat of the show. Jill, give us some background on
what this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is the primary mailer that we're involved in as land investors right now, mm-hmm. and House Academy or House Investors. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, it really is
from the beginning.
House/land.
How we came about to do this mailer. Oh.
Well, one of our members happens to be in the community we are in and has been doing deals on a smaller scale and built up a large buyer's list and pretty much can't keep up. That's my interpretation of it. So kind of came to us and said, hey, let's work together. I have, because of my inside information and where I work and everything here in Los Angeles, I have a huge list of buyers. And I've been doing deals with these guys. I know these guys, I trust them. We need to take this to the next level. That's really what it is. If I give you guys all the real details, like we've done enough deals before, I have it down to the zoning, the specifics, the dollar amount, the areas, I have it all down. I'm gonna send you the details. You guys download the data, meaning us, scrub the data, price the data, get it out there, take the inbound calls, which we are doing, and serve them up on a platter for me to review with my buyers. We'll close them and we all win. That's really what we were doing. So, and it's worked out great.
Yeah.
So it worked out that this first round was 17,000 units they hit on Saturday. We hit 5 days ago as we're recording. And I know, how do I know that? Oh, because the phone started ringing. And why do I know? Because it was Saturday and I was happy to take the calls. I just had them forwarded to my cell. And I'm like, all right, bring it. I'm gonna take these, and I want to get a feel for this because this is a new area that we're hitting.
Yep.
And not necessarily a new area, but a new price point.
New price point. New zoning. It's a zoning based mailer. A lot of new stuff for us.
Different kind of a buyer. I want to see how savvy they are, and I've been shocked and amazed by the results.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fantastic.
Me too.
So here's what happened. First of all, I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you're sending it out for $1,000 or $3 million. The hate's the same. Exactly the same. I get the same photographs emailed to me, the same things written on letters, the same phone calls. It's comical. And it hits just like it normally does. The first wave is going to be like, what the heck? Or why are you wasting, you know, my time? I'm like, just throw it away. It's okay. But then what happens next is just like normal, you know, there's a, even those initial hate calls, there might be some gold there. I have turned around and said, all right, hey, regardless of the offer, do you want to sell? Well, yes. Well, what is your real number? What is the bottom number? We're not, you know, wasting anybody's time. If you got a cash offer tomorrow, and what would make you go, you know what, I'm moving, kind of thing, or I'm selling. Yeah, that's all I needed. I'm done with it. That's what you got to do, and that's what I'm doing. So there's value there in answering the phone. So that part's the same. So that was my first, not real surprise, but a first interesting thing I wanted to share. Second interesting thing is, I was blown away by how smart some of these people are. It's very interesting, the response you get with different types of properties in different counties, and it's nothing related to how technology savvy or age or experience. It's not like I'm hitting a bunch of investors. I'm hitting sweet little old ladies who know that, yeah, the house next door to me sold, they tore it down and put 12 units up, so I know what's possible. So it's really awesome and interesting how smart these people are. And it's good. I think it's great. You know, everybody's coming into this with their eyes open, you know, and they know I know, and no one's trying to pull a fast one on anybody. That's not what we're here for, too.
It's two real estate people, two intelligent real estate knowledgeable people talking to each other to put a deal together.
Exactly.
And that's not always the case in our business. Sometimes, you know, you have no idea who's calling you on that other end of the phone. Right. So there is some consistency to the call.
Yeah, there really
is. Have you adjusted? Here's Mike. I have questions.
Right.
So you're answering the phone.
Right.
Have you adjusted how you answer the phone and how you manage these people based on the first few phone calls and based on, you know, the fact that you've gathered all this information on what they probably might sound like?
You know what? It's the same conversation. If it was a 10,000 or 10 million, it's kind of the same conversation, you know?
Can you give us an example of what it is? It's kind of role play?
Yeah, it's the same thing, like, hey, I got your offer. Great, yes. And they're like, and your offer stinks. Let's be honest, it's a version, it's not always. But sometime, most of them, because we all, you know, especially in some areas where you're talking a lot of money, but you got to reel people back in. I have two things I want to share. One of them is, okay, the offer stinks. Get it. And you're not the first one who's done this, but I've never had an offer like this. That's the same thing too. That still happens. They're like, I get so many of these a day, but I've never had one like yours. Well, how did you get this? So I talk a little bit how I got the pricing, where I got that from. And then I say, but none of this matters unless you want to sell. And if you do want to sell, what is your bottom number? Because I don't want to waste your time. That's it. So that's still kind of the same thing that we're doing. What's interesting is I have 20 deals right now that I'm looking at, really good ones. And about three or four of those happen to already be tied up with agents. They do want to sell. And what's really cool is the agents are calling me back and they're having very good, candid conversations with me without the seller. I've had eight, it's so nice. They're like, all right, Mr. Smith, I represent Mr. Smith. My name is Kathy Jones. We got your offer. Here's the deal. Bring it. Okay, it's listed at 1.9. I know that's too much. It's stupid. Great, Kathy. What's the bottom number the guy will take? You know what? I think for 1.6, he'll move. He paid 1.3. He's been there that long. Da, da, da. I said, you know what, Kathy? I appreciate you telling me that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to sit down, do my numbers, and see if I can make 1.3 work. Nobody wants to waste each other's time. But right now, never mind. It's listed on the MLS for 1.9. We're going to probably come in and buy it at 1.6.
Yeah.
And it's just going to go off the... It's going to be a done deal. Because we were able to have that canon conversation. And they like that. Everybody likes that.
Everybody wants to get a deal done.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is some people don't. Some people want to just waste time. I'm hitting a good, smart group right now. They do see the writing on the wall. They do see, let's get it done. You're either in or you're out. And So that's kind of it. My job right now, too, is just to make that clear. I'm not here to talk about it, talk into anything, feel our way through this, you know, whatever it is, make a friend. You're either in or you're out, and I don't want to waste your time.
Yep.
That's it.
It's all business. I love that, too.
It is.
So that's Jill's perspective on this mailer. My perspective is a little bit different, obviously, because I do the mail and do the data analysis and everything, and I've learned a lot, too. This is the first zoning-based mailer I've ever done. Working with this guy from LA County, he fed us some great, perfect information on what zoning types work and why and where and which zip codes he thinks work the best and the ones that work for his clients best.
Right.
So I got real specific instructions, did this zoning-based mailer,
yeah.
And it's staggering, the prices. I've never sent, you know, the average price is something like, it's way more than $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And these are for, like, tear-down houses that where apartment buildings are going to go.
Right.
So it's a new experience for me too, but I'll tell you, based on the response that we're getting and the response from our buyers and the LA County contacts that we have, it's not going to be the last.
No, I'm loving it.
Me too.
It's going great. And you know, it's fun for me even, for those of you who are new and you're like, oh my gosh, here come the calls, my first wave. You know, I get excited by it. I get butterflies in my stomach. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because there's a potential deal. When that phone rings, it's good. But it's just a few days, really. It's a few days of not good. And then it really slows way down. And then you're going to start getting good stuff. What I haven't got yet, because it's been so quick, I haven't got the signed. I've got email back, but I haven't got in the mail back. So I'm curious to see if this group even bothers mailing them back. They may just be the ones that emailed me back. That may be the way they go, but we'll see. But there's more coming.
I mean, the typical, I'm curious to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
The typical mailer goes, for the 2 weeks it takes to get in the mail, you start to get those first phone calls, you get incredibly violent hate in the first 10 or 15% of it. Then you get some negotiation stuff, which is what I think we're in right now, mm-hmm. where people are a little bit chilled out. They've taken a breath and now they're willing to talk price.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tail end is, which we're not there yet. The tail end is signed purchase agreements back or people calling back saying, hey, I talked to my family about this and we actually do want to sell to you.
Yeah. It's sitting right now. It's on a magnet on their fridge and they're staring at it every day going, All right. We got 30 days, 90 days, whatever's on the
letter. Thinking about moving anyway.
Yeah. All right. We can cash out and be done. And look at these guys. They have a real offer with a dollar amount, instructions how the deal's going to go. And they're right now sleeping on it.
Yep.
And I love that. I appreciate that. That's my favorite too. There still might be something in the initial calls right away, but I'll tell you the majority of the initial calls are not the ones they're not anything great. It's the calls now, the meat that's coming in now, which is all right. Let's talk, Jill.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of a thing.
We work really well together on this stuff, Jill. Our next show, actually, I'll just say the sentence. Join us next time for an episode called Keeping an Open Mind about new ways to buy land.
This will be good. And we answer your questions. Post on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. We work together really well because this guy from LA County in our group came to us and said, hey, I got this idea. I've actually kind of tested it myself, but I don't have the time and the resources to answer the calls and deal with the stuff. And you know, and now I completely see that because of what you're going through.
Oh, yeah.
And the time commitment and the data.
That's a lot. It
took me a week of my time to get that data set the way it needed to be. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow we're going to talk about having an open mind to do new stuff. Like, this is really far out of what we typically do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really working because we went at it with an open mind. And, I creatively looked at my skill set and applied it to that. And you're adjusting on the fly. You're adjusting on the fly, like, literally second by second, minute by minute. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So it's fun to take on these new projects, especially when they succeed.
Well, and the bottom line is, if you're in this position, you need to take them on based on what's going to make you the most money. That's really what you should do. When you get going in this business, you know, look at those bigger deals. That's one of the reasons we took this on too. I will be totally honest. If we stand to make $5,000 on these deals, I would not be doing this.
Yeah.
But we stand to make a lot more money
exactly.
on these deals.
Way more.
That's why I'm doing it. Land Academy, The Daily Show, remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.